Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today we're joined by John Fredericks. And John Fredericks is a great American patriot, and he has his own radio network. Literally is one of the owners of a radio stations and radio towers, you know, broadcast towers, and he has his own shows, and he interviews a lot of top people, America First people, who want to rescue the Republic from the communists who are trying to destroy it. So we're going to talk about all that today, the communist regime takeover attempt, how we win in order to take America back from the grasp of these sinister, you know, atheists and God haters and America haters, and how do we actually make it to Election Day and then achieve success on Election Day? Is there a strategy to actually make that happen? I'll ask John Fredericks those questions and so much more, including questions about Target. That interview straight ahead right here on Brighteon.tv. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the uncensored free speech video network. And today we have another wonderful America First uncensored guest. He is himself a notorious radio host, John Fredericks. He joins us today. He loves America. He's called the Godzilla of Truth. I'm a big fan of his work. He interviews the who's who of America First. John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on today.
Hey, it's great to be on the Mike Adams Show. Mike, you're making such a difference in America and the world. You have a growing, burgeoning audience because you speak truth to power. And it's an honor to be on your show, Mike.
Well, thank you for saying that. And by the way, thank you for taking the time with us today. It's the first time I've been able to have the honor of interviewing you. And you just said something critical. When we speak the truth to power, it is itself powerful. And that's what you do, sir, every single day. You speak the truth. And as a result, you have a loyal following and a growing base, despite all the censorship and efforts to take us down. Tell people about, just to start, tell people about your radio shows and your website so people can pull that up.
Well, basically, my wife and I own our company, Disruptor Radio. Basically, we own 12 radio stations from Pittsburgh to Atlanta. And I have a radio show in the morning, 6 a.m. to 10, so I do morning drive. I'm also simulcast from 7 to 8 on Real America's Voice, which is my TV show, so that goes in conjunction with radio. But we also carry on our network across all of our stations, War Room with Steve Bannon, Rob Carson, Bannon again back in the afternoon, and then Levin at night. But the whole thing is here, is we decided early on, because I started like everybody else, radio, I had a couple of affiliates and trying to grow that. And we made the decision about seven, eight years ago that the only way to survive in this business with the fallout, with all of the big corporations taking over radio and telling you what to do, the only way to get the truth out is you have to buy the radio stations, borrow the money to buy them, sell ads to pay your overhead.
Wow.
And then you own the license. And once you own the license and you own the tower, then you own the broadcast network 24/7. Then you can't be censored because who's going to censor you, right? You own it.
Right.
All you have to do is follow the rules of the FCC. And what people don't realize is as much as every government agency, Mike, has been weaponized against us, and everybody knows what that is, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, has remained the last bastion of independence. They're fiercely independent. There's three Republicans on it, three Democrats on it. They're in a rotating manner. The president gets to pick the chair, and Biden's pick, Trump's pick, Ajit Pai, did more for radio in the 4 years that he was there than anybody in history. He did so many things, I can't even go into it. Biden tried to choose some communist Marxist whack job. She couldn't get through the Senate. She had to withdraw. Now it's 3-3. He's trying to get someone else. But the FCC has remained, even the Democrats on there, it's remained fiercely independent. So, but the thing is, if you own, we figured out early, if you own the outlets, if you own the distribution system yourself, then you can't get canceled. You have a permanent platform to tell the truth. And so that's why we've made the investment, borrowed the money, put our lives and livelihoods at risk in order to do this. And it's worked out well.
Well, congratulations. That's why it's critical that people support you and your radio stations. And I just want to mention your website is johnfredericksradio.com, where people can find your various shows and stations. And of course, you know, AM radio is also under attack. Rush Limbaugh talked about this quite a bit before he passed, but you know, the equal time doctrine, but also we hear today that I think Ford Motor wants to remove AM radio from their vehicles, don't they? Have you seen that?
Well, Mike, you're so right about that. And of course, when Obama came in, AM radio, talk radio, was the bane of his media dominance. So he wanted to get rid of AM radio, talk radio specifically. So they tried to push through the fairness doctrine through the FCC. What the fairness doctrine said is for every hour of conservative talk you have to have an hour of liberal left-wing talk. Well, he knew that that would destroy our business because no one will buy that. No one tunes it in. And so basically you'll be giving up time for no revenue and you'll eventually go out of business. But the FCC wouldn't let that go through, even though he had a 4-3 majority with his chairman Wheeler. They couldn't get it through. Wheeler wouldn't go for it. And then also, you know, Congress was up in arms. Now, the back door they tried to do was get car makers to be, you know, to improve their ESG score, woke score, and backdoor it out by taking it out of newly manufactured autos, by taking AM radio out. And they said, well, it interferes with the electric grid, with the electric cars. That's baloney.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. Okay? It's a passive receiver.
So Ford attempted to do that, right? They were the first one. The problem is we went absolutely ballistic and we told Ford we had a national media campaign and we said, Ford, you do that and we will Bud Light you. And
yes.
Guess who the hell buys your trucks, right? MAGA voters, deplorables, right? People that work two jobs, they will boycott you. GMC was smart. GMC said, I'm just going to wait on this. Chrysler said, screw that. We're putting them all in. And then so did Hyundai, Toyota, Nissan, and several others. Then tremendous pressure was put on Ford Motor Company to get these AMs back in cars. Congress got on them. We even got liberals to back it because of the emergency signal. And the fact that even if you're a Democrat in a rural area, 80 million people tune in AM radio in 2022, 80 million. We only have 320 million people documented in the USA. That means a quarter of them put on AM. So Ford, like Target, like Bud Light, under pressure in what we call the Patriot economy, folded their tent and said, okay, we'll put AM radios in our cars in 2024 and then decide after that.
So this
won the first battle.
Yeah, congratulations. And what's fascinating about this is what we're seeing with the backlash against Target and Bud Light and Ford, as you just mentioned. We are seeing the power of conservatives standing up for common sense and free speech. And by the way, you notice that Democrats, they don't want any kind of fairness doctrine on big tech, where if they just want to censor all conservatives and all Christians and all Trump supporters. And they think that's fair to censor everybody that they don't like. That's their fairness doctrine. So they don't believe in fairness, of course. They just believe in authoritarianism and tyranny and silencing people with whom they disagree. And Target and Bud Light are finding out the hard way, after losing billions of dollars in market capitalization, that the conservative consumer is now in charge in America. Would you agree or disagree with that, John?
Mike, I agree 100%. You absolutely nailed it. Look, we have all the consumer money. Because all of us work, right? And many of us have two jobs trying to support our families. So, but conservatives have never used this power. The communists and the left has been doing this for years. They boycott advertisers. They jam your switchboard. They try to get companies to stop advertising with certain shows they don't like or certain platforms. But they've been doing it forever. Conservatives are too nice. We don't do that. We don't like to boycott things. But now we're on the edge. Country's hanging by a thread. We have to fight back. And in order to fight back, we need to go with what I've been calling for 3 years is the Patriot economy, doing business with only those companies that are going to support our policies and values. And what we can also do it the other way, which is, you want to put woke crap in my face at Target? Guess what? Not shopping there. And there's millions of us. You want to not put AM radios in Ford cars? Guess what? We're going to GMC or Chrysler or Hyundai, Nissan or Toyota. You want to put a trans freak on the cover of my beer while I'm watching an Astros game on TV, because I'm an Astros fan, I watch them every night. I'm going to sit there with a beer and see some trans freak on the cover? I don't think so, right? So we're simply going to stop buying your product. And we finally got together and understood how powerful we are when we work in unison, because we're the consumers. And so $10 billion a cap loss for Anheuser-Busch, $10 billion capital for Target. But I tell you the most encouraging thing, Mike. 6 weeks into it, Bud Light sales are down 30%.
Wow.
And they've held for 4 weeks. Everybody thought this would just be a bump. And then, you know, they put a Clydesdale ad on. We're all stupid. We'd all go back. I drank Bud Light or Budweiser since I'm 18. Back then you could drink because I'm 65. Add the years up. That's all I drank. I'll never have another one for the rest of my life. I shopped at Target. I'll never shop at Target again, ever. And neither will anybody in my family. Times that by millions and millions of people.
This is what you just said is really key, and I'm hearing this now from a lot of people, and I'm feeling the same thing myself. It used to be that, okay, if Bud Light did this, people would say, oh, I'm not going to buy from Bud Light until they apologize or until they back off. But what I'm hearing now from an increasing number of people, like you just said, sir, is that I'm never buying Bud Light again or Budweiser again. Never. It doesn't matter what they do. They've already broken the trust. They've broken it. And when you find out that Target partners with a Satanist to push messages of transgender mutilation of children, how could you ever do business with Target again? How could you ever go back as a moral, ethical person, a Christian person. You must, it's not a boycott. It's the end. It's a divorce from Target. I will never shop at Target again in my life either. I feel exactly the same way, John.
You know what? That I've never heard it put in those terms, Mike Adams, but you're exactly right. In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to steal that.
Go for it. Yes.
May I?
Yes, that? Please.
Because when you boycott something, you're right. It's like, okay, we're going to boycott it, you know, and then like, for instance, with Bud Light, remember they paid Donald Trump Jr. They paid him a fee to get it back. And he said, yeah, you know, we boycotted. We taught him a lesson. You know, now it's time to move on and forget about it. Right. It didn't work. Nobody cared what he said. You know, he cashed the check, I suppose. No one cared. So basically we're done. And what has freaked them out is that the abandonment of Bud Light has gone on for 6 weeks and it's stayed steady at 30%. That means that people like me and you that drank it are not going back. I was just at an event for a candidate on Friday night somewhere, and there was a bar there, right? And by the end of the night, they were running out of beer. This is a true story. This is 3 days ago in Central Virginia, in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And the bar guys are like, hey, everybody's drinking all this beer. It was, you know, open bar. We're all out of beer. The only thing we have is Bud Light. You couldn't give it away for free. Nobody would take it. They right. wouldn't take it, right? It's like, well, what wine do you have? I mean, this is, people are so adamant now. And we've shown ourselves that acting in unison, we have tremendous power. And like, why would you, and you have to think to yourself, who's making these decisions, right? You got some millennial that went to MIT that thinks, oh, you know, we're going to open up this new market of, you know, trans people, of which it is 0.002%. I mean, it's such a fraction of people. It's all nonsense.
Well, that's,
and so now we're had enough.
This is what's shocking about this, John, is, I mean, look, you know, you're a business owner. I'm a business owner. You and I both built infrastructure, right? We put money on the line. I mean, just Brighteon, it's millions of dollars to build this platform and to maintain it. You put obviously millions of dollars through, you know, you said you borrowed money. There's millions of dollars at stake in what you do. Well, how do these VPs of marketing or these CEOs think that they can just shove insanity down the throats of their consumers without any backlash? What, pardon my language, what the hell are they thinking that their consumers are so stupid that they would just lay back and say, yeah, you know, Satanists and child mutilators and pedophiles, it's all good. I mean, are they insane? Did they think there was no limit? How do they even exist with thinking those things?
Arrogance, Mike, pure arrogance. They just think they're smarter than we are. And they think, hey, we can corner this market. We can be woke. We can get a good ESG score. The New York Times will write nice things about us. And you know, Trump voters and MAGA voters are too stupid. They have a short memory. They'll forget in a week, and then they'll come back when the Target steak is on sale. See, that's what they thought, and it didn't work out that way. And now Target has doubled down, which is incredible to me, right? Just the other day, they said, well, we're going to keep doing it. They doubled down. Now they're doubling down on stupidity. So now they double down. We need to triple down, right? Tell all of our friends, don't go there. Look, I get it's inconvenient. I get sometimes you have to go to a big box. You got to go to Walmart, whatever. You know, I get that. No question about it. But you've got to make the sacrifice here in order to send a message and get change. It's like with the Patriot economy. The only way we can fight George Soros, fight the left, fight the communists, and that's really what they are, Mike. We're not fighting the Democratic Party that you and I grew up with. This is Communist Party USA masquerading as Democrats. These are communists.
That's right.
The only way you're going to fight them is by starving them out. And you starve them out by not buying their products, not shopping at their stores, and shopping at our stores, and participating with our customers and our vendors that basically contribute back to funding our movement. That's the only way we win, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And this shift is happening very rapidly. And I want to point this out, especially with you on here, John, because you are a business owner, you understand this. Target stores, they built out an infrastructure through borrowing, right? They have to have financing They have leases. They have inventory. They have inventory on order that they will owe for in 120 days or whatever it is because of the POs. They have inventory on the way. They have projections of conservatives buying from them. And well, plus Democrats, but basically everybody buying from them. Those projections are now faulty because of what they did, you know, pushing satanic transgenderism garb onto children. So now, by simply conservatives not buying from Target, the debt burden that Target is already under, the projections, the incoming inventory that they've ordered from China, this will bury them. I was pointing this out in my own podcast, just saying, look, you don't have to attack Target. You don't need to be kinetic. We don't want any violence. We don't want peacefully say no, and they destroy themselves because of their financial debt. Is that not correct?
You are so spot on with this, Mike. Peaceful. We don't have to rabble rouse. All we have to do is not shop there.
Right.
It's so simple. Just don't go there. Right. Go somewhere else. Don't go to Target. And if you abandon them by the millions and millions of people spending hundreds of millions of dollars and you just go away, what happens? Right. They fall under their own weight. That's why their market cap is already down $10 billion. I want it to be down $25 billion. And then maybe I'll think about talking about this again. Just don't shop there. I mean, we have to be able to send, as conservatives, as, you know, as I don't know what you want to call us, deplorables, MAGA. I mean, I'm for Trump, no question about it. I don't make any bones about that. Trump voters, we need to make a statement, and we can do it not by yelling, screaming, you don't have to go do anything. All you have to do is not spend your money there and go somewhere else. And the other thing that means is you still have to buy the stuff. So you're going to go somewhere else. Now you force other companies that are getting your business not to go down that path because they don't want to now jeopardize the new business they have. So that's the other end of this sword. So it's a double bonus for us because, you know, look at Disney, right? Look at it's all really started with Disney in Florida. Their sales were down some astronomical number, 35% after COVID. Because, like, I'm not taking my family there anymore. I'm done with that, transgenders and all this crap. No, I'm not going, right? So you simply go somewhere else. And they tanked, and now, you know, DeSantis is, like, pulling away all of their tax benefits and everything else. We're starting to learn, Mike, that we have so much power we never thought we had because we're the ones working, Mike.
And this power actually is amplified in an imploding economy where people have less and less money, discretionary income to spend. So in effect, these retailers and especially entertainment companies like Disney, they even without these controversies, they would have to try harder to earn people's financial support. In the face of these controversies, I mean, they're committing financial suicide as I see it. But the fact that you know, the stimulus money from COVID, that's over. Interest rates are much higher now. I mean, rapid increase in interest rates over the last couple of years from where they were, which was zero. Easy money, the days of easy money are over, hard to come by. A lot of layoffs, a lot of job losses, AI systems replacing people in some companies, like, for example, IBM, stories about that. Shouldn't these companies and the CEOs realize that they need every last customer or they're going to go broke?
I mean, you ought to be their financial consultant, right? In these meetings, Mike, you own a business. You know what this is like. I mean, when things tighten, right, you have to have extra appeal to your customers, not the opposite. But they're arrogant and they think we're stupid. This is no different than the cave-in, the great McCarthy cave-in on the debt ceiling over the weekend.
Oh my, they don't get me started.
They just think we're too stupid, Mike. They think they have contempt for us. When you look at what Target did, they had contempt. They have contempt for us. Right? They hate us. They can't stand us. They need our business, but they don't like us. Right? because we go to work, we raise a family, we're Christians, we go to church. They don't want anything to do with us, but they need our business. So they put that, satanic stuff, they put that swimsuit, you know, trans thing right up front, right in your face. That showed the level of contempt and disdain they have for working people. And it you know what? It's just, we got to fight this thing, and we got to fight it with everything we have if we're going to win this battle, Mike. It's really now between good and evil.
Yeah, it really is between good and evil. And one last comment on this, and then we're going to change the subject to Trump and his path to victory. But last question is, you saw there were, I think, five Target stores that were threatened with a bombing attack by a transgender group that was unhappy with Target pulling back some of the displays. I forgot what state this was in, perhaps you remember, but that showed that transgender, or I call them tranny terrorists, transgender militants, will threaten violence against retailers who pull back against pedophilia and Satanism, which isn't that, I mean, aren't they making the point that they are the bad guys, they are the evil ones, they are the actual terrorists?
Yeah, but it doesn't fit the narrative, right? So none of the fake legacy news media, lying fake media, nobody reports on that. All they reported was a couple of fake incidents in a store.
I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Thank you for watching today. God bless America. Take care.